Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message inspires and empowers you to move forward.
It is such an honor to be with you this morning, church. Our church family, God bless you wherever you are in your season. I believe this word is just a mere word that will just penetrate your heart and will open up your life this week as you lead for your assignment this week. My scripture this morning, I believe, is our assignment for us this morning. And if you can turn to your Bibles to Psalm, the 23rd chapter. Psalm, the 23rd chapter. This is probably the second most well-used scripture in the world outside of the Lord's Prayer. Even agnostic and also atheism, they understand and know this scripture. For us this morning, it's just a few moments that I have with you because the anointing of God is in its place. And it's rudely of me to fleshly come in here and present something that I just feel battling in my spirit. But I just feel that just to give you a few moments to understand that the Word of God is alive and it's well. And whatever you're going through this morning, understand that the book is alive and well. It's not just a mere book. It's pages of revelation. It's scriptures of love letters that God is saying to you in your season. So turn to the person beside you and say, are you ready? If you've got your Bibles with you, I believe that should be on the screen. I know that our senior pastor has this new series. I am a believer. Turn to the person beside you and say, are you a believer? Are you a believer this morning? And I want to continue on with that theme that our senior pastor has laid down for us this morning. And from the Psalms, at the 23rd chapter, if it's on the screen, please, I would like you to read it with me. I'd like you to read it with me because I believe that as we read it together, I believe that like our mama of the house, isn't she awesome? Isn't she awesome? Chains are falling off as you speak. And so I just want to, let's say this together. And let's bring honor to God's word as we read. Psalm, the 23rd chapter. First one. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He lets me lay down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still and quiet waters. Come, read with me. He refreshes and restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me and console me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Oh, I love this one. Listen, let's read it together. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell forever in the house and in the presence of the Lord. What a wonderful scripture. If that is you and you need some of that, with every eyes closed, Father, we receive it. I don't need to preach another word, God. Your word is significant. Your word is more than enough. You've led us. That word is for us. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Oh, the presence of God is amazing. I'm trying to hold on to the pulpit. Father, you're awesome. I want to draw your attention to the first sentence of the first verse of that particular scripture. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Look at the first statement. The Lord. The first statement of the first sentence in the first verse is the Lord. My question to you is, church, has the Lord been first in your life? What's the first statement that comes out of your mouth when you wake up in the morning? Is it the Lord? Or is it my TikTok, my Facebook page? I got to do my schedule. Is it the Lord? Because the sentence that's been scribed by a shepherd boy wrote, the Lord. regardless of what I'm going through, regardless of the dysfunction of my family, regardless of the tiredness, regardless of the debt, regardless of who said what said, regardless who left you and has come back to you, regardless of that, the first sentence and the first statement that we've been addressed to is the Lord. The Lord. Has the Lord been good to you? If He has, then what's the first statement that comes out of your mouth when you wake up in the morning? What's the first statement that comes out of your mouth when you're in amongst your peers and they're doing the wrong thing and you know that they're doing the wrong thing? But are you saying, the Lord says, I am better. The Lord says that I'm above and not beneath. The Lord says that He loves me. The Lord says that He covers me. The Lord said He knows me. The Lord said He understands me. The Lord says, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Has the Lord been first in your statement? Has the Lord been first in your business? Has the Lord been first in your marriage? Has the Lord been first in your relationships? Has the Lord been first in your understanding? Has He? Has He? Has He? Because I'm challenging you today, in order for you to understand, to break off the chains, what's coming out of your mouth, is it the Lord? The Lord. The Lord covers me. He understands me. He knows me. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Regardless of my color, regardless of my dysfunction, regardless of my bank account, regardless, the Lord, the Lord. The statement is understanding this particular statement. Those two words speaks of the sovereignty of God. It speaks of the supremacy of God. It speaks of the bigness of God. Let me tell you, church, let me humbly say to you, your little issue is nothing compared to the bigness of your God. That's why you got to understand the Lord. Start your day with get up in the morning and say, the Lord is good to me. The Lord is faithful. When everybody else is backstabbing my Jesus, oh, the Lord is good. When you're the only one that comes to church and everyone else is out there doing everything else, oh, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. With a promotion or no promotion, oh, the Lord is good. I come in this and I come out of this. I walk my moonwalk outside when they don't need me. The Lord, I can stay on that all day. The Lord, the supremacy of God, the sovereignty of God, the Lord. And look what it says there. The next statement is the word is. This is an adverb. It is a compound word. It's a connecting word. What happens with the is, it's connected the front of the sentence to the back of the sentence. It is an end. In other words, God is. It's not, the Bible didn't say God may be. The Lord may be. The Lord whenever I feel like it. Some of you are shaking your head. Oh, come on, Pastor, you're being too harsh. No, I'm just, in the few minutes I've got left. Yeah, allow me this honor to speak some words of life and life abundantly. That's what it says. Some of you are casually just playing Jesus. The Bible says that you're either hot or cold. Make a decision. Make a decision. Are you for Jesus or not? Because the Bible says in this compound, the adverb, connecting word, it's connecting you from your past to your future. But you got to understand this. The is a now word. It's not a yesterday word or tomorrow word or next week word. It's a now word. The Lord is. In other words, the Lord is relevant today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He will always be relevant. Is God relevant in your is? Or are you having those moments of just maybe, whenever I feel like it? Or whom I'm with, my friends, and we seem to party and social on a Friday, Saturday night. Then come on a Sunday morning and you can't even wake up. You can't even get your hand. Oh, please. I'm preaching to five. Come on now. Come on, stay with me. Is a statement of a now. It's not a plan to be sometimes whenever I feel like. It is a generational statement. God is. If you are breathing, the Bible is relevant. Don't listen to the haters. Don't listen to the backstabbers. Don't listen to kick them to the curb. You don't need them. Because when they say Jesus is not relevant in our schools and our workplace, can I tell you, He is relevant today? Because the last time I checked, He is the King of Kings. He is the God of all gods. He is the ultimate, the universal pastor of our life. He is. Turn to the person beside you. He is. He is. Look at the next statement. The Lord is My. Someone say my. I love this statement. This statement refers to our responsibility. I love when the book of James says that we need to draw near to God before he draw near to us. We need to do the drawing near. Some of you need some spiritual resilience. Some of you need to just to get upside. And some of you need to wipe your sorrow tears, because the Bible says there's going to be tears of joy coming in the morning. Some of you have been holding on to your miracle, and I understand that you got to fight through the battle. But you need that spirit of endurance that God is, he will, and he will come through. Don't ever give up on Jesus, because he's never give up on you. When he was walking through the streets of Jerusalem, when everybody else was spitting at him, and when everybody else was kicking at him, and when everybody else, you loser, really? You know I'm so good at spitting him. Some of you are doing that on the outside, doing that to Jesus. Oh, man. We need a generation that says, enough is enough. My Lord is. And I'm not going to give up on my King. I'm going to carry my cross with the burden that comes with it. When friends say to you, just a whacked out crazy Christian, really? Say, yes. Yes, I am. Yes, and yes, and amen, and amen. Don't give up on your Lord, because that my, that's our responsibility. Get up and learn the Word of God. Get up and get to church. And even if you have a league game, now it's gone silent. And I know some of our talents, don't get me wrong, there's some talented people that you need to, what you need to do, but here's the thing. If the absence from church is making your heart go hard, something's missing. The fundamental of being in the house, the fundamentals, that is your responsibility. When you look at it, I hear it all the time. You know, they say, oh, there's not enough petrol in my car. E for, empty. But Polynesians look at it, oh, E for enough. We're all right. We are all right. That is your responsibility. Get to church. Oh, and if you have to push the car in the car park, that is your responsibility. Get there. Get into the house of God. Get there. My. It's like that Johnny Gill. My. Old folks are going, oh, I know that one. All the new kids are going, is that a new app? So it's an old school song, Johnny Gill, God bless him. My, that's a statement. I'm looking at my time. Look at the last statement. A shepherd, you understand this. Biblically, it's a metaphorically understanding that God is the shepherd. He is, in other words, God is the pastor of the universe. Because when you look at the word shepherd, it means pastoring. It means pastor. That's what it means. It means to guide, to help, to assist, to empower. Please do not misunderstand the God's correction as that he's angry with you. Because some of us here, because there are a lot of empty seats here, because some people feel that God is angry with them. So I don't want to be here. Can I tell you, God's never angry with you. He loves you so much that he does not want you to be the same. He doesn't. And I love what our senior pastor was putting a challenge at the first turn of our year. Where are you going to be this time next year? And if that's the case, understand that God wants to move in your heart, change some things, get rid of some things that you've been holding on to. Some of you got symbols that you've been holding on to as archetypes just to perk you up over the years. Get rid of those certificates. Get rid of those cups and things. No. God's got greater things for you. You've been attached to symbols. You've been attached to relationships that is done. I'm doing the very thing that God has placed in your heart. Is that okay? I'm preaching. All right. Looking at the time, God bless you. Okay. Look at the word, I shall not want. Can I have the musicians come up? Turn to the person beside you and say, I shall not want. This speaks of everything that you don't need in your life or don't want in your life, you get rid of. See, if you've got depression, the Bible teaches us that if you speak to it, it will flee. In the name of Jesus. If you speak to it, if you have anxiety, if you speak to it, and it's not that speaking, oh, woe is me, I'm all right. No. It's saying that I shall not want. I shall not want depression. I shall not want anxiety. I shall not want a lack. I shall not want poverty. I shall not want suicidal thoughts. I shall not want those things. Why? You start speaking like that, and the whole sentence of the first verse comes to light. Then the Lord is all that you need. The Lord is all that you need. So as we go through, I just believe the presence of God is here. I'm going to close this so that I won't be distracted. There's a lot more that I'd like to share, but this, I think that's enough. God is here. And wherever you are, right across this auditorium, we only just went through one sentence. There's like a whole verse that I wanted to do that. You know what I mean? And if this was a Polynesian church, you know, like in the old school days, we'll be here 6 hours and we're still going. You know? But here's the thing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want anything else the world has given to me. I don't need, because the Lord, He's my pastor. The Lord, He's the lover of my soul. The Lord, He's my complete. The Lord, He's my provision. The Lord, He's everything that I ever need. Today, right across this auditorium, you may be sitting here and maybe going through the battles, and I dare not to make light of your battle, but I'm going to make light of your burden, to introduce you to a King that says, you don't have to wear it, you don't have to carry it. He said, give it to me, I'll carry it for you. Oh, man. He said, I'll carry it for you. The abuse, the physical and verbal abuse that you have now become prison of those words, I shall not want. Those people who have left you and told you you're no good, I shall not want. Open the door for them and go, usher them out. See you later. So in this presence of the Lord right now, with every head bowed, with every eyes closed, the Lord, you are our shepherd. And we shall not want, Father. We don't want anxiety. We don't want depression. We call, I shall not want that. I don't need anything else but you, Father. Your goodness, your mercy shall follow us for the rest of our days. Right across this auditorium, if you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, right now is a wonderful opportunity to say yes to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's your shepherd. He's the pastor of the universe. He's the sovereign King. He has supremacy of all things, the Bible says. He knows the before, the after, and the during. He is the now. He is what you need to save your life. The Bible says that if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will receive an everlasting life.
Thanks for listening. For more information, please visit forwardchurch.com.